All right, here we go. Got another great podcast for you. Well, I don't know about great. We haven't done it yet. But the interview at the end of the podcast is great. That is with Cody Johnson as we talk about his new album, Human, and that'll be right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba.
There we go.
They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
We do,
so
actually.
They have an extra one.
Don't need it.
That's how we get the podcast.
Well, we do it anyway.
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast. The podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Podcast.
What episode is this?
59,
something like
300.
I don't know.
600.
Okay.
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
Oh, that's
wow, what was that?
That's a cold.
It's a good call.
I know. Play it again.
Okay, here we go.
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
Now let's take that. Let's really break that down.
I know.
Okay.
There's something you haven't heard that or something heard that. I heard that part.
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
You haven't heard that
on "Day Conk" or "Nake."
For nothing?
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
Or nothing?
Is it nothing?
You haven't heard that on TikTok or nothing?
What?
Go ahead.
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
You haven't heard that on TikTok or nothing?
Man, you're...
Oh, my linguistic skill popping.
That is amazing. All I know is whenever we were talking to this person, I looked at D and he looked at me and we both went, gold.
That gold?
Okay, so we think it's...
You haven't heard that
on TikTok or nothing?
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
That's it.
I can't think of anything else.
I think that's the best.
I don't know.
Coming in strong. Now, they're bringing me in to decipher the unintelligible stuff.
Daycog or nothing could be it too. Watch.
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
It's TikTok.
What's a daycog?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, making things up.
But if I say daycog, it sounds like daycog or nothing.
You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
No.
Or nothing?
I still hear TikTok.
She's
not saying TikTok. She means TikTok.
But she's saying TikTok.
She's saying TikTok.
I don't know what's going on here. All I know is that it is a great gold, and it is so so welcome in the addition into the gold category. I mean, sometimes I will be honest, we will go a week or two without getting them. Things just don't become golds by default. They have to be voted upon.
Yeah.
There has to be two of us that agree that, oh, that's a gold.
Yeah. You haven't heard "I Don't Take Off" or nothing?
And the fact that we couldn't understand it, like literally Big D titled it VGHHJ. In other words, garbled. Like there's no...
Listen, golds don't grow on trees.
No, no, mm-mm. They don't.
We got to find them.
Nor do PlayStation 5s. I am still...
How are you looking?
So I have an app that tells me when they go on sale, and I'm in line right now for one.
Mm-hmm. You're getting scammed.
I have been in line. This is like the fourth time I've been in line for a PlayStation 5 in recent memory. We'll see.
Why don't you just go buy one?
Because
they
can't.
They can't find them. They're nowhere.
Okay, I was supposed to get one for Christmas last year. Couldn't find them. I have always, every single PlayStation that's ever come out, since the PlayStation 1, I've always gotten them on day one. It's been a year that it's been out, and I haven't been able to get one.
Do you play yours now?
I have different PlayStations hooked up. To different TVs. I have a PlayStation 3 that I have hooked up that I still use on a regular basis, at least 2 to 3 times a week, because it's the only system that plays two games that I really love. One is called Super Puzzle Fighter. It's like Battle Tetris, and my wife and I will play it. It's fun.
And Build a Pizza?
No. NCAA Football 14. Is on there.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't heard of that on TikTok or nothing?
Yeah, no.
You haven't heard that on TikTok or nothing?
Anyway, but yeah, and then I got the PS4, which, you know, I have all my games for that. But now with the PS5, I haven't bought any games whatsoever. Normally, I would have bought games over the past 6 to 8 months, but I haven't bought any because I'm like, well, I don't want to buy a PS4 game because the PS5's coming out. Even though they're backwards compatible, I want to get the next generation of games and move forward.
I talked to people who said that they had the 5 and they didn't think it was all that. Like, it was kind of like,
Man, I've seen video after video after video online on YouTube and things like that where it's amazing looking. Like, it's crazy.
I haven't. Did you see the videos on TikTok or not? Then?
You haven't heard Dead on Day Talk or nothing?
No. Okay. No, I have not.
I didn't know. It's just one of
I do want to say this. If somebody has one for actual price and they're willing to sell it to me for actual price, let's talk. You can reach out at Bubba Radio on my socials. Thank you. Yeah. But no, I'm not going to buy. And that's the problem, too. They sell them for under, it's like $4.99, I think, for the one that I want. And what happens is people buy them and then you can't get them anywhere except through that person as a secondary marketplace on Amazon, Walmart, eBay, et cetera. But they're like $1,200, and I'm not paying that. That's insane. Yeah. I got a house note, people.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a house note.
Yeah.
Or you could just stop playing video games because you're a grown-up.
What? I don't do that.
What are you talking about?
You haven't heard Dead on TikTok or nothing?
No, I have not.
No, they play it all the time.
Oh, they do?
Crazy garbled mess. Nothing.
Dig Dog.
You haven't played that on Dig Dog or nothing?
You haven't heard that on Dig Dog or nothing?
Nah, it's still TikTok, but I did love me some Dig Dog.
Yeah, I was good.
Remember
at
that man blowing them up, blowing up the little.
I still play Dig Dog because it is a downloadable game that I got on my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, it's also those. You get the ones where they have like all the different retro games.
Oh, the preloaded.
Yeah,
those
are pretty cool.
They're not.
I don't
cool,
have
man.
One of those because
I have one for the Nintendo, and it's just not. None of the good stuff's on there except Mario. Mario's
I will
cool.
tell you, I haven't had a Windows computer at home. In
no, I'm talking about the little.
No,
like,
I know. But I was Nintendo gonna. I have a place I'm going with this. I haven't had a Windows computer at home in forever. I mean, probably since the first iMac came out, like way back in the day, the ones with the colors and things. I'm willing to get one for that new flight sim that's out. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
They use Google Maps, Patrick, to show instead of while you're in the air and you're flying over computer generated, you know, ground terrain. No, it's Google Maps. Yeah, you can fly over your house and you're like, yeah, that's my house.
It's satellite photography. I've seen
it. It's unbelievable. It's,
I watched a video. It was on TikTok or something, and it was about a guy who did a transatlantic flight in like some big airplane on Flight Sim, and he did it in real time, and he had an air mattress and he slept on the floor, and then he would wake up every 15, 20, 30 minutes or so and just make sure the autopilot was right and get back on course right, and then.
Why do you have to wake up every 15 to 20 minutes if you set your autopilot?
Because, you know.
You know. I mean,
you
autopilot is.
It's not. No, it's not. Mine never was.
Yours drifted? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even have one. You're talking like your next one.
The Technim I flew. The Technim I have flown has a great autopilot, and it's got the.
Listen, this guy is asleep. He's doing it. It's 18 hours. And, yeah, he's going to wake up every 30 minutes to go do this. Let's don't split hairs here. And so anyway, the video shows him, he's on his final approach after flying for 18 hours to Thailand and his computer crashed.
No. That's kind of how
that
I feel with
terrible.
This PlayStation. I'm waiting. It says I'm in line.
You're
and
not
it
in
says
line.
We're going to verify your account and check for available inventory. I've got a little blue bar.
I can't
what
Bubba,
you
of
can't
all
see.
People, I can't believe you fell for this. What app is this?
Yeah.
No, this is actually the stores app. This isn't the alert app. This is the stores app, and now they're doing a queue, like you're buying tickets on Ticketmaster. And so it has me
much
in the queue.
Like Carson trying to buy Garth Brooks tickets.
Yeah.
You, my friend, are not going
I'm probably
to get
going to
the
fail,
PlayStation 5.
I don't think you can see it, but there's a little spinning thing on that blue bar. There's a little spinning deal, and it is just going and going and going. I've been in queue for 45 minutes.
You know how this is going? Your PlayStation 5 is
to some
going
kid
away to
in
someone else.
Bolivia.
Yeah, and then he's going to sell it on eBay to you because at some point you'll give up.
No.
And you'll spend $700 on it. Yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
No, if I would, I would
Patrick,
have already done it.
Will he do
you
that?
You of all people, both of you know,
nope.
I am
you say that.
Stubborn.
Nope. Yep, you say that until you're not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you'll go, you know what, just forget it. I'm just going to do it. I'm tired of it. And then you'll come with your excuse to be like, listen, I was supposed to get this last Christmas.
Right.
And I was supposed to get it at my birthday. I'm not going. I deserve it. And you do. You do
I
deserve
do
it.
I do deserve it.
And you should pay the extra $200. I know you've got it. And just go buy it. And that way you have it.
Dude, I'm cheap and stubborn. I'm going to hold out.
No,
and I'm going to pay.
You're not.
I'm
going to pay the. You're not cheap. You keep saying that.
I am.
No,
dude,
you're not. You
I
buy cars.
Cheap about weird
you
things,
buy
but
cars.
Not cheap about a lot of stuff.
Oh,
big expenses. I'm not cheap on.
Well, then you're not cheap.
Well, no, but I'm saying for the most. Well, that's I'm cheap on all the little stuff, dude. I will sweat over 20 cents. I'll be picking up a can of whatever it is at the store, and I'm like, well, this one's 20 cents cheaper. I'll get that one.
Yeah, he does that, but then he wastes money on dumb stuff.
I'm not buying Dr. Pepper. I'm getting
I'm
Captain
getting
Pepper.
Captain Pepper. Captain P.
I get the store brand soft drinks. I do.
We know.
Oh, my God. And their whole thing of like, I'm going to pull it up, of the, list of
fake Dr. Pepper.
Fake cola names.
I am so bad about that,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. These are great. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. You've got, each one has a ton of them. Let's start with Mountain Dew.
Okay.
All right. So Mountain Dew is also known as Mountain Holler, Mountain Moondrops, Mountain Shoutin', which is great.
Well, like Mountain Shoutin'.
Mountain Maze, Country Mist, Mellow Yellow.
I think I've had Country Mist.
Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow is a real
thing.
That's
a real brand.
That's another brand.
I'm just saying that I don't know
okay.
if that's what people call
if
it.
If you like Mountain Dew, you'll like all of these.
It's also called Hee Haw.
I like Hee Haw.
Fountain
Mist. Are
these
just other names for it? Are these actual brands
Fountain
of
Mist.
Knockoffs?
Fountain Mist is pretty great. Let's see.
I don't think these are actual knockoffs. These are like bad nicknames.
Doc Shasta.
Doc Shasta.
Doc
like
Shasta?
Dr. Pepper.
For
yeah,
Dr.
Shasta.
Pepper.
Yeah, it was
for Dr.
a
Pepper.
Different brand, and they had their own
I
Dr.
Thought
Pepper
Shasta,
knockoff.
I was going to say Shasta is its own thing.
Yeah, but it's like the cheap version of
Dr. Slurp. Who's drinking Dr. Slurp?
I will drink Dr. Slurp.
I'm going to get me some Dr.
I
Slurp.
I want Dr. Slurp.
I know.
That's like something off The Simpsons.
I'm whipping that when the boys come over to the game. You boys, you like that? Yep.
You want some Dr. That's, Slurp?
You know what that? You know what you're drinking right now?
No.
It's Dr. Slurp.
Dude.
You got, anyway. Just
hey, I do want to mention, too, speaking of things that people can buy. Am I wearing this hat? It's the blue one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I just got this one in. I can't tell because, I'm wearing it. But I just got this one in. We have some more on the store online if you want to go check them out. We got the blue ones. Got a bunch in stock. We have people asking about them, so check them out. If you go to BigDandBubba.com, click on store on the top.
Great cola.
Great cola.
Great cola is the Coca-Cola.
It was not great.
Seven Up knockoffs. Crispy Up, Twist Up.
Crispy Up is terrible.
Sprite knockoffs. You got Sprint Lemon.
Sprint
Lemon.
How did they get away with that?
Sprint Lemon.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'd have taken that one to court and probably won.
Fanta knockoff is Fanda. Wow.
First of all, who's knocking off Fanta?
Some people do y'all like Fanta?
I'm not a big fan of Fanta. That's the orange, right? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm kind of down. And I like orange drinks. When I'm having Mexican food, I a lot of people are like, I gotta have a beer and this and that. Man, I like orange drinks. Like
the
I drink orange soda at night.
Mandarinas, those are fantastic.
It has to be Diet Crush or Diet one of the knockoff brands because Sunkist has caffeine in it. And I like to drink caffeine after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But so I like orange drinks.
It's because your body is such a well trained.
Right. No, very funny. But if seriously, my mother drinks Diet Coke till 9 o'clock at night and then sleeps. I don't understand how.
If I drink Diet Coke
at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm up till 2 a.m.
I will have coffee before bed. MOS, how are you doing that?
Well, for one, Bubba, you don't sleep.
Well,
I think
that
we
also
just figured out why. Stop drinking coffee at night.
Man, I pulled up a list of the worst Halloween candies, and I actually like a lot of these.
Like what?
Do you guys remember the peanut butter kisses? They're coming in orange and black wrappers, and they're the same candy.
It's like Hershey's Kisses, but peanut butter?
But they're real ghetto, generic looking. They're just orange and
orange
black.
Orange and black wrappers, and it was just peanut butter. It's just a blob of peanut butter.
And there's it's
like
some
really
kind of peanut,
chewy.
Yeah, it's chewy, and it's got
those
kind
are good.
Of, I know, it's got peanut butter
those are great.
Product of some sort.
Yeah,
in
it's
it.
Not really peanut
it's
butter.
Not
like
peanut butter.
Circus
it's
peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts made the list.
Circus peanuts are really.
At number two, yeah, it's
I
the
love
worst.
Those.
I can't
always like those.
Damn,
it's got a weird flavor. It's like licorice. I'm also a licorice fan, even black licorice.
Black licorice is number 10. Do you guys like good and plenties?
No,
I don't know what a good and plenty is.
Yeah, it's kind of an old thing. Tootsie rolls.
I don't eat a lot of Tootsie rolls.
You know what?
That's usually the candy I throw away.
Is better than you remember.
It is.
It's good, solid American candy.
Do you guys remember Mary Jane's?
Yep.
I love Mary Jane's.
I don't remember that.
They're the yellow out, with the red stripe around it. It looks. It's like old school, like really old school. What
like
about the wax cola bottles? They come in different
when I was
colors.
A little kid,
they still make those?
Yeah, and the wax lips.
Mm-hmm, you bite them off, and you drink the liquid, and you chew it, and then you get the thing in your lockjaw because you're...
what a weird thing for us to... You know, we buy candy lips made out of wax.
Yeah, it's great.
That's weird.
Do you guys like the, was it Necco wafers?
Necco wafers. Do they still make those? I think they were like going to discontinue it and somebody bought it just to keep making them.
I don't know.
It's like the oldest candy in America or something.
Smarties.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Smarties
are great. Are they on the list for the worst candy?
Yeah.
Lies.
And the number, you guys know what the number one is?
Number one worst?
Yeah.
It's going to be candy corn, and I love candy corn too. So
yes.
I knew it'd have to be on there. All
and
of my favorites
people,
seem to be up there.
People hate on candy corn, but candy corn is
all right, so
it's got its thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's got its time and place, like everything else.
Yeah, anywhere it's available, all the time. I love candy corn. It's kind of crumbly. It's nice.
I can't believe it. Speaking of candy corn, this morning I said to Brad when he's in the studio, I was asking what he's going to go dressed up for Halloween, and I said, "You can go as a piece of candy corn." I was like, did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
I don't know if it made it on the air or not.
It did. people heard.
10 best Halloween candies, though. Number 10 is no way. It's down one spot. It was number 9 last year, and it's number 10 now. Guesses?
No.
Nerds.
I hate nerds.
Yeah, I used to nerds. Like nerds.
I've never.
Too,
I used to. I don't like sour stuff.
Yeah.
Number 9, as the best, is Butterfinger.
Yeah, Butterfinger is great.
Dude, I have actually turned
on
Butterfinger.
I'm guessing that it's going to be Milky Way, Snickers, Sour Patch
Kids. I turn
on
Butterfinger. Butterfinger to me is not what it used to be. I don't know why. I don't like the flavor. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's Butterfinger. I don't know. One of us has changed.
Number 8 is Hershey Bar.
Yeah. I love Hershey. Dude, nothing I love
wrong with a Hershey Bar.
Ugh, no. No. Number 7 is Twix. I can get down some Twix.
I'm not a Twix fan.
6 is Kit Kat.
Yep.
I like a Kit Kat. I can eat
some
Kit
Kats. Think
about
it. It's all your typical chocolate candies. You know, I mean.
5 is different. It's Sour Patch Kids.
I said that. Yeah.
Again, I don't do sour well. I don't like this face. I make
I
the
like
little.
I like Sour Patch Kids, though.
4 is Snickers. I like Snickers.
I
feel
Snickers would have been
afterwards.
Higher on the list.
Do you guys get sick feeling after you eat
well,
a bunch?
Well, it's because it's super. I mean, it's the.
The top 3 are going to be Three joke. Musketeers.
All things kind of get that
Milky
way.
Way and M&M's.
So it's. So Snickers is 4.
Yeah.
3
Reese's, Peanut Butter Cup, or the pumpkins are going to be the best, the number 1.
Number 3 is Skittles. Skittles at number 3.
Where's M&M's on this
number
list?
Number 2 is M&M's.
Okay.
Number 1 is, of course, Reese's Peanut
Wait,
Butter Cup.
Where
cups.
Was Milky Way?
Not on there, man.
Okay, that's come on.
What? Milky Way?
The little
Milky
Mr. Good Bars. I like
Milky
the
Way. It's like a Snickers with no peanuts. That's
Mr.
what it is.
What? You guys. Man, y'all got
I did wrong. After they after I watched that the Food That Built America thing, and they did the whole thing on all the candy companies and all. I went and I got old time candy bars, and I went through like Baby Ruth's and Mr. Good Bars and all these things that came out of the Great Depression, and I love those things. Like it, but my 2 favorite candy bars now are Mr. Good Bar and Baby Ruth. I never would have ate that. Ever. So like when you're on a road trip, you know, and you have to stop for gas and to pee, you always grab something so you don't feel guilty for using their bathroom.
You stop to pee? I diaper have. Up.
I have to,
I
man.
Get, I don't, man. I, have, I do not have
I have
done.
3 females in the car,
Let's
and nobody
roll.
Wants to go at the same time, well, so we stop a lot.
I pee when I get gas. That's it.
You guys ever had to pee so bad that you drank the rest of the water that you were drinking and peed in it and in your seat?
No,
admitting.
But I have
I'm
done
not
it where I've put it out the window and spilled the water out. I had a fresh, like one of those styrofoam cups, like the big gulp type things.
Yeah.
And
I've
a cup?
Dude.
You did one bad left turn and there's pee everywhere.
You,
bro.
Okay. And also,
one bad bump and there's pee everywhere.
Also, yeah. Calm down with your, I needed a big cup for your, okay, let's ease.
No, I pee a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Dude.
All right, big guy.
I will tell you right now, I 3 days ago, just
really
3 days
downhill.
Ago, had to urinate. Okay. And I was standing behind my car with a water bottle, okay. And I filled it up, mm-hmm. And then I went into pinch-off panic mode. Okay. I'm like, what do I do now?
Let's go with Patrick with, oh, my God. And there he is with, oh, my God.
Everybody I miss Carson. Can I say that? I don't know why Carson had to go. No, Carson
watch the goes monkeys. Through these things. These are never talked about moments.
No,
but these
you
are
wouldn't
moments.
Even say this if she was in here.
You're right. With respect. Well, she's not, so this is guy time.
This is what happens. Do you know talking about peeing in bottles.
Do you know that 63% of Americans believe in the paranormal, but only 27% believe in Bigfoot existing?
That's crazy.
63%.
Bigfoot is real, by the way.
You know, I'm going to say Bigfoot is real.
You haven't heard Dad on TikTok or nothing?
You ain't heard Dad on TikTok?
I have seen that on Nick Dyer or nothing. You gotta be careful when you say that one.
I am still, by the way. What's that? Yeah, because I almost said dig. Never mind.
I know, me too.
Because it sounds like it.
Big gulp.
Yes. I'm still in line.
I'm still gonna tell you all this. The scariest thing I've ever seen in my life was when I watched that video with Ghosts of Carmel, Maine on YouTube.
What happened? Like, you were on fire for that dude,
because
man.
I was. His, well, yes. Okay, so he is this guy, Ken is his name, and he bought this house in Carmel, Maine, and it's old and haunted. He's hearing voices, and then he would just go and start walking around with his phone, just walking around going, hello? Hello? And he would walk into rooms.
Hello?
And he would walk into rooms. And the one time he walked into his room, there was this this black...
A shape.
Shape thing right in on top of his bed. And he had... It was a... And then it just like went... And disappeared. And
like you see it actually move, like it doesn't just poof and go away. It like runs and flies. Is that the one that went out the window?
No, that's a different one. He calls him Shadow Dude. And I'm telling you, it went straight to the core of my soul when I saw that. I've seen a bunch of that kind of stuff. And a lot of it's faked or can be faked. Like Bubba's Tesla thing in the cemetery faked.
No.
Yes, it is. Okay. But if not for you. This one, I can't figure out because I'm telling you, Ken, hello, is not faking stuff. This is not CGI. He's not able to do that. Unless he's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just, he's getting me. But
you know, it's interesting because now with everybody with cameras in their homes, you know, it used to be like baby monitors would pick up the sounds of things. But now we have so many people that have... You know, video setups in their nurseries. Everybody's got them nowadays, and they're picking up all kinds of strange things. Figures walking over, looking into the crib, and then walking past. It's like, what?
I know. Sure. And I know that stuff. Listen, I've seen Star
Patrick,
Wars.
Patrick, didn't a dude die in your house?
I'm not participating in this conversation at all.
Why?
Because, you know, I don't like this stuff. You totally really? Lost me with all this. Yeah.
Really?
I don't mess with the ghost stuff or nothing, man.
Well, I mean, you're not going to a seance. We're just talking about
I've
stuff.
I've seen several
weird
things, man.
I don't like to,
things,
like to listen
man.
To you talk about it. When we do ghost stories on the air, I don't listen at all.
I check out, too.
Yeah,
and I have
I
to be here to answer the phone.
To that. I don't like to hear that stuff, man. It creeps me out.
I never forget the time. Bob and I, we were working late one night in the station that we were at. It was in a had glass windows all the way around it, and the windows would reflect, and it was dark outside and lights inside, and we were doing something about ghost things. Do you remember this, Bubba?
Is this with the stand-up?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. No.
And we're sitting there talking.
Oh, yes.
And we're talking about something like scary, like we're doing now, and like, I don't know, and it was just kind of, it was nobody
just
in the building.
Just the two of us.
And all of a sudden, I guess I got some kind of really good, like, realistic look on my face, and I look past him, and I go, we're talking about some little girl, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, and he said, I go, don't turn around or something stupid.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And he lost his Cheerios.
Dude.
He uttered something out.
You haven't heard that one take off or nothing?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what came out of my mouth. Yeah. I'm like, what?
We're talking about the old studio?
Yeah.
But I mean, double. We're on the fifth floor. So it's not like somebody was standing outside
the
window.
No, I knew it wasn't somebody. I was thinking it's something because, I don't know, we were in the middle of telling all these ghost stories, and all of a sudden he got this weird look and looked not at me, off to the side. Like that one friend with the wandering eye, and you go, well, what is he
vaguely related to that? You remember we were live on the air one morning, and all of a sudden you hear, donk, and there's a guy washing the windows standing out right there, like he appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
I still remember that, thinking, oh my gosh, there's a person.
Okay, so you have to understand, like, I used to see ghosts all the time. Okay, radio stations in general, because of the RF, which is radio frequency, there is a lot of electrical energy going on around a radio station. There just is around radio towers.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You should call. You should call Mark. Mark Mitchell.
Yeah, I will. Hang on.
It's the best. Mark.
This is real, man.
Bubba saw a. I don't want to steal his story, but I will because he's calling Mark. My phone's being used. Bubba saw he walked up these stairs to go to the studio in the middle of everyone was gone for the day. Mm-hmm. And he's walking up, there's nobody in the building, and there's a man in a fedora with a jacket, and he's standing at the top of the stairs, and Bubba stops.
Fedoras were cool.
And they're still not cool. And Bubba stops, obviously like you would. And the guy turns and looks at – did he look in your eyes?
Yeah, he looked directly at me.
Looked straight in his eyes and went – disappeared.
Yeah. Is he not picking up?
No.
I sent him a message that says calling you from the studio. Maybe he'll get that.
He might be in a meeting. He's in that world. They have meetings
Mark and
all
I,
the time.
Mark, the reason I'm going to call him is that Mark and I have had several paranormal experiences in radio stations that
because
I can't –
they're full of RF.
Because I can't explain it. Doors that locked that had electric locks that would, yeah.
Like electronic locks that
you couldn't open it, and it opened. And there was no, and I'm telling you.
He says he's on a conference call.
Yeah.
Well, he's lame. Tell him D says you're lame. Tell him we're telling Charlie stories.
D says you are lame.
And Charlie says, hi, happy Halloween.
I wish one of these ghosts would get me a PlayStation 5. I'm still in line.
Anyway.
Stupid ghost with the least.
Y'all doing Halloween parties?
Yep.
I'm going to Tracy's party. That's going to be,
Tracy
my Lawrence. Gosh.
Yeah.
Big girl, man, from the Floribama is coming up. And performing.
I think you said she's a big girl.
No, that's
big
what
girl.
I heard too. Big girl.
Big Earl, who is famous for playing at the Floribama.
What is he, a singer?
He's a singer, and he's great, actually. He's a great singer, but he sings. Don't pull up any of his stuff. All of his songs are very inappropriate.
Okay. Oh, they're bar songs.
They're
party songs.
Extremely
to get the people laughing.
I think his band is called the Sexual Biscuits. I think that's the name of his Big Earl and the Sexual Biscuits. Or something like that.
Okay.
And I've seen him a couple of times at the Floribama, and it's great. And so Tracy actually hired this guy to come perform at his Halloween party, and it's going to be awesome.
Does Tracy have a stage? Like a stage?
Oh, they're setting up a stage, and I think there might be a tent in case it rains. Like it's a big deal.
Well,
his wife's birthday is like today or tomorrow. So
will Tracy get up and sing something?
Yeah, he might get up and sing, but it's his party, so maybe not. Might get up and sing one song.
It's kind of weird, I would think.
Yeah. It's all his friends, so it's not like, okay, you guys want to hear me sing Time Marches On? No.
Not really.
We've seen it. No. I mean, I would, but I'm not going to, of course.
I mean,
he's still there.
Cool.
It's his party. And by the way, he's going to be dressed as Al Bundy, and his wife is dressing as Peg Bundy.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My wife is dressing as a Nashville bachelorette party, and I'm going to be
she's gonna be the whole party.
She's gonna be the bride.
Yeah,
but she's visibly pregnant. Oh. So it's funny.
She's gonna be a Nashville woo girl.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be the fat ugly bridesmaid, because there's always one. And they're very seldom as fat or as ugly as me.
You should just get like other extra heads on you, and you're the whole party.
No, that's too much work.
She's the bachelorette on the party. Bachelorette party.
I'm going to put a wig on, and I'm going to wear a an ugly shirt that says Bride Squad or something like that.
Does Vivica ever ask you to dress up in the bedroom?
No, that has never happened, thank God.
It's actually just put clothes on.
I was going to say. Bubba beat Nancy my joke. That
sorry,
rascal.
Man. Sorry, I was just sitting here sniping from the back over here.
Mark wrote back, LOL, Charlie, I am lame. So there you go. He knows. At least he knows.
Yeah, I've told as many times, but we were at this radio transmitter site in the desert, and the engineer,
Danny Fogle,
me, Danny, and Mark, and the engineer, Charlie, had died actually on site there.
Had a heart attack.
Yeah. And Danny was talking to us at dinner that he said sometimes I would be at the transmitter site and I'll hear someone knocking on the door of the transmitter site. Transmitter site, it's like I wasn't real big. It was.
It's a little building in the middle of the desert. Yeah, it's like, there's nothing around it.
Yeah, you've seen them. You know what we're talking about. And he said he would look out the window and no one's there at the door as it's knocking.
And he would be standing there looking out, and there's nothing.
He's right there, standing inside, looking out the window. So I was like, well, dude, let's go. Let's go out there after dinner. Bubba
and I was like, nope.
I'm gone.
Drop me off at the hotel. I'm good.
I'm going to go get me some ice cream and go to the hotel room and, do what I do. And so we went out there, and it was an old – they used to have the studios there. Broadcasting from there. That's golly.
Which is
imagine?
The way, like, back in the old days, that's how AM stations were. You always broadcast from the tower,
I can't imagine the radiation
that everyone, the old radio guys, attracts the ghosts.
It does. That RF, man, radio frequency.
That's how the Ghostbusters were able to put them in the traps,
that's
too.
Exactly right. Anyway, so I go in there and I'm walking around and it's the old studio, turntables, the microphones, all kind of hanging down.
And it all looked, I haven't been there, but I've seen the pictures.
Exactly.
It all looked like somebody just finished an air shift and went, okay, cool, and turned the microphone off and walked away.
It looked like
for the next person.
It looked like it was like they were going to film a movie there. It was staged, dust.
Frozen in time.
Yes, like cobwebs, the whole thing.
Chernobyl. Everybody had to bail out.
So they're kind of hanging out in the front. I'm just kind of walking. It was like a donut. And so in the middle was storage and it had glass wall, a mirrored. We're talking about the mirror when it's dark.
Yeah, glass when it's dark. Whatever the bright area is, you see the reflection of what's in the room.
So I'm kind of walking around. I'm seeing my, and I get about halfway around it and I'm looking and I get this weird vibe, like a really weird, like, I got the spook.
Something's not right.
Something's not right. And I meet up with Danny and Mark at the close to the front. And Danny's fiddling with a light switch, one of those old light switches. And I'm like, dude, he goes, it was off. I can't remember if it was off or on either way. But I'm like, you really need to get that looked at because it's not working. That could be a fire hazard because this is all old wiring and stuff. He goes, yeah, you're right. So we're not saying it anywhere near it, and the switch now. And I said, well, why don't you ask Charlie? I said, Charlie, will you just turn the lights out, please?
1-1000, 2-1000.
About 3 Mississippi, man. Click.
Nobody's standing by it.
I've never experienced anything like
and
that.
And not only did it just click, it was the switch moved.
Yeah, switch moved.
And they could hear the switch actually.
Yep, could hear it go click. It goes loud. It's one of the old ones. Those like it has resistance and then it doesn't.
Yeah, it snaps.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's Patrick kind of checking out.
I'm not paying attention
so
at all.
So when we talk about airplanes or ghosts, I'm finding these are the thing. And UFOs.
Oh, man.
You check
airplanes,
out on all
ghosts,
those.
And UFOs. I have nothing
to add. How are we
add.
Friends?
We still have other stuff. I just, yeah, no. Man, y'all get going and I'm just.
He does not like totally it when we talk going. About airplanes, ghosts.
I just have no interest in airplanes or UFOs. Ghosts, I don't want to talk about at all.
That's the Guam thing with hilarious. The little girl I've told it on the podcast before. I've told it on the air before. That one, that was the freakiest thing I'd ever seen because.
It's always a little girl. You notice that? It's always
it
an old
was
man
the It was the guy's little sister. He had passed away. It was like the anniversary. It wasn't Halloween or it was the anniversary of his passing. And they have like a celebration of life a year later. And they remember that person and, say another goodbye kind of thing and toast and do the whole thing and have a party. Like, there's food everywhere and all. Mm-hmm. It was weird, man. And the little sister kept crying. She was coming down the hall and the family is, you know, the mom is kind of going into hysterics. The grandma is like, look, let's go. And she tells Daryl, my bud, go in there. And so I follow him in there. And
it was his bedroom that was his,
it was
never
his bedroom.
Changed.
Everything was exactly like they left it like the day he died. And went in there, and she said that he wanted, above the bed is like some built-in shelving and like cabinets, and the doors, instead of opening out like you would like in a kitchen, they slid. So it was little sliding compartments. And she said he wants that open. She can't reach it. She's a little girl. Daryl goes, tries to pull it. Nothing. He's like, dude, can you try? So I get up there. I try. Nothing. The two of us were both pulling on this thing. Can't get it. And she said, he wants me to do it. And we, dude, I'm going to get, picked her up. Daryl picked her up. And she goes up to the thing, goes, whoop, and just slides it open like nothing.
Ah!
Tell him large Marge.
Large Marge,
oh,
didn't you?
I hate that so much. Radio company president died of a heart attack today because his friends are jerks.
Well, you've been bigging into the whole president thing lately, I've noticed.
That's what it says.
I'm a fan of it. I like it.
You haven't heard that one take off or nothing?
Patrick.
Watch out.
Dude, someone behind you.
You know, it's weird. I know we're ghost free here, but I've slept here before. I've spent the night at our studios.
Do you hear anything?
The building, you know, as temperatures, you know, cool down, the building will contract and expand and do weird things. And you'll hear the back, you know what I'm talking about. You'll hear the back stairwell kind of go, dong.
Yeah.
And it does
randomly,
weird things.
It sounds like somebody's walking on the stairs outside, but they're not.
Yeah, it's you don't hear footsteps. You just hear the dong. And like, yeah, the building kind of makes some noises. This is an old building. But I know for sure we are ghost-free in here because before the studios were built, when it was still just drywall and things like that, Big D and his wife and who else came and like wrote me? There's scriptures behind all the stuff in the wall. There are scriptures like literally embedded and written into the walls. Like protection, man. We're like, we don't want no ghosts.
Until you start talking about ghosts, and then they show up.
We played at a place. We worked at a place that literally they had a morgue. It was an old
Guarantee building.
You would see the craziest stuff. There was this. There is this little Indian head thing, like artifact, and it's like a drawing. But dude,
yeah, old man Foster had it.
I would walk through and be like,
still have all that
it's
stuff.
Following me. It's really weird.
Yeah, I think they're putting it, I think it's going to go into, they're going to do some sort of museum thing with it. They need to.
It's amazing stuff. The get artifacts, it out of that, the mammoth haunted hallway. And all that.
Yeah, and then, like, and then, hey, Bob, Patrick, and then they want to go do like the Christmas or party or Thanksgiving.
Let's all go down to the basement.
Into the basement.
The basement was the morgue.
Oh, and it smells funky. It's bleh. It's got like that. It kind of smells like your old elementary school cafeteria, but with a little formaldehyde.
I went to a church in Smithville, as soon as I walked in, it had that. You know what I mean? Like the old church smell.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to describe
it. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like books,
like old books,
and cleaner.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
I'm not saying it was dirty or it smelled dark. No, it's got a distinct
institutional smell. Everyone's like, school, your third grade smelled like it.
Institutional is a very good word.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it was. Everybody knows that smell.
Yeah. Sometimes, every once in a while, I'll do the same thing. I'll walk into somewhere and I'll be like, Miss Johnson's class, 19, whatever. Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry to scare you, man.
Hey, it is. You know, whatever.
That was really
part of the course
now.
Got it on film?
Honestly,
I said film.
I apologize.
You got it on video?
I do. I'm really sorry. I know that you're not into that.
We need to tweet out.
Until he does it again next week.
No, I just want you to know that I'm sorry.
No, that's nice.
He's sorry for this one.
I'm really sorry.
Are you sorry for all the prior ones?
I am, Bubba. Okay. I'm very sorry. I want to just tell you that.
Okay.
And you should be fine.
Yeah. You're freaking me out, man. Can we stop now?
Was he looking off to the side?
Yes.
I'm like, fast. You're like, someone's coming up.
So the worst here in our studio, because I'm surrounded with all these computer monitors, Big D has done this before. Oh, he said, oh, I'll see you later, man. All right, cool. And I'm still in here doing some editing or finishing up some post-production stuff. And I'm surrounded by all this light. The rest of the room is dark.
Yeah, you can't
over
see.
By the door, you can't see. Like, so I couldn't see him. He's standing there in the door frame. Like, he acts like he's walking out, and I don't see him. So now in this dark spot is where he is, and he'll sit there for 10 minutes.
Oh, man. I'm all in.
He will sit
there. I don't mess.
Like, he's Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Don't
he's like,
mess.
I'm going to get the scream.
You know, either you're doing it or you're not. You're going to do it? You're going to do it? You're here. You might as well be legit.
And I'll just be sitting in here, and 10 minutes later, after he left, he's like, hey, Bubba. I'm like, what? What?
I'm Patrick's in there. I mean, he's in there.
He gave up on us.
Yeah, he's crying a little bit. we have Kleenex in here, don't we?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, we got Kleenex in there if you want.
I have Kleenex in here.
Yeah, if you need some, buddy. You good? You all right?
I'm not crying.
You all right?
I'm just annoyed, and this isn't fun anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I will tell you what's cool. Cody Johnson has a new album called Human. If you're listening on the audio version of the podcast, that interview is coming up after the closing jingle. If you're watching on YouTube, sorry. We just don't have a way to include it on the end, but we'll go ahead and do that here now.
But you know what? We're so glad that you are listening.
Yes.
Patrick, what's that?
And spread the word. Let people know that you like our podcast.
Yes.
And subscribe, hit the bell, the whole thing, all that stuff. Give us 5-star ratings, all the best of the best. That way it helps the algorithms.
Yeah, that's right, it does.
Oh, God.
Did I get you? Didn't get you. Okay.
You haven't heard that one take off or nothing?
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show. On
TikTok
the radio,
TikTok and dying
every day.
I'm sorry.
Cody Johnson in studio with us. What's up there,
Cody? How you doing?
Good to see you, man.
You too, man. It's been a while.
You losing weight?
Hopefully.
Okay. Are you trying?
Yeah.
Are you?
I've just been trying to slim. Man, I moved. My wife and I just bought a new ranch in Madisonville. And so all I've done is, you've heard of CrossFit. This is like farm fit.
Yeah.
Like, so I hear about the third person's like, have you lost weight? I'm like, yeah, unintentionally. But
yeah, you're flipping tires, but it's out of necessity. Not
hay bales and stuff like that, feed sacks.
Dude, man, you ever had a hay bale catch on fire and like try to put that thing out?
So that's funny you say that. So about right after we moved in, we had all these cardboard boxes. And I don't know if anybody's ever burnt a cardboard box, but that is the most flammable substance in the United States of America.
Hot.
And here's what they do. The pieces of cardboard just float off like little feathers.
Yep.
And the wind shifts, and it starts putting these embers towards my hay barn. And so I'm standing out there like an idiot with a water hose going, nah!
Just trying to hit them in the air?
In the air.
Like
duck
hunt?
It was like duck hunt, yeah. Yeah. A little dog pops up.
So didn't you save the world?
Well, I definitely saved my world.
Yeah. It's Bubba, don't y'all use those for fire training stuff?
For what?
Like burning bait?
No.
Oh, I thought y'all did.
No.
Bubba's a fireman. I don't know. So they do all kinds of dumb stuff.
I have seen a tractor burn to the ground while baling hay. It was pretty rough.
The tractor was still.
Oh, yeah. Hay baler catches fire. Farmer bails out. We were all just kind of standing there watching it. Kaboom. It was pretty awesome. Man.
I like to watch those videos online where guys will just post a GoPro, and they'll just start on the field. And I'm just –
And you
I
just
don't know
watch
what
for
it,
hours?
Well,
I'll
not
do that.
Hours.
They have live streams. And
yeah. I'm good 10, 15 minutes locked in.
Cody, what I don't think you understand is that we don't build anything. We don't plant anything. We have nothing.
We're consumers.
We are complete consumers. If we were to fade away tomorrow, no one would notice. We leave no legacy for our kids.
No footprint.
No. Yeah. There is no, wow, look at that. Dad did this. No, Dad ate that. That's about the only thing.
Dad, did you tell that joke on the air? That's not funny.
That's not funny.
Yeah, there's no physical remnants of us, and that's kind of sad. Like, we need to hurry up and take up a hobby and quick and build like a table or something, and then we could, you know, pass it down to the future generation.
Well, at least you're not recording your show on cassette tapes anymore, so there's always
that. True.
I...
That's what you leave behind. He has cassettes and CDs.
I've got archives, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boxes of cassettes.
I just got a new truck after 11 years of driving the same truck, and I noticed it didn't have a CD player in it. I was like, dang it.
What? Really?
It took half my library.
Yeah.
I'm old school.
Actually the same way. Not only do I have a lot of CDs, I started buying them again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody's all like nerds about records and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
CDs will be the new vinyl.
Yeah, it will be vinyl one day.
Nerd about cassettes.
I have cassettes.
I have cassettes.
So into cassettes.
Favorite cassette tape I've ever owned is an original Chris Ledoux cassette tape.
Which one?
You have that?
I've got one. I actually bought it in KC, Wyoming. And Ned, his son, we were playing Ledoux days. He's like, come back here. You got to see this. And he starts, and they're all kind of beat up and the plastic's kind of tearing off of them. And like $5 a piece. And he's like, these are originals that my dad carried around in the car. And I'm like, I'll take that one.
What?
I'll take that one. Yeah. Oh. It was pretty sweet.
I used to have one on the mantle back there that was all beat up and he barely played. And it was my old worn out tape of Chris Ledoux.
I've never actually played this one because I'm afraid to screw it up.
Oh, yeah, you'll snap that tape. It gets old after a while. Yeah, it oxidizes and stuff like that.
I'm a nerd, though. I've got it by my set list and my autographed 8x10. And I don't have a Chris Ledoux shrine or anything. You know?
Of course not.
He lights candles by it every day.
That would be creepy. On my mind. All right, Cody Johnson's going to take a prayer break. He's got to bow to the West. And pray to Ledoux. We'll come back, talk more with Cody up next. Hang on. Cody Johnson in the studio. The new album's called Human, the double album.
Human.
So this has got how many? So just, I mean, I'm stupid here. I guess it just, so you've got two. You had so many songs. So put them all on one and make the double.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of the key to this thing was the time off that I had in 2020. And I was like, well, utilize your time. So we went in the studio and we had the time, we had the finances, we had the opportunity for people pitching all these great songs, and whenever myself and Trent Willman and Scott Gunner started really going through the songs, we were like, okay, well, we can't get rid of that one. Well, if you had to get rid of one of these two, what would you get rid of? I'm like, none of them. So we wound up at the end, like, we have 18 tracks here.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great.
And it was you know, Shane Tarleton from the label at Warner Nashville said, man, why don't we split this thing? I was like, you know, now you got something we can release 9 and then we can hold 9 and it makes it like a big old, it feels like an old school project.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a little bit of this just because I think it's so cool. Yeah.
I love this.
If there ever was a way to rate a man on a cowboy scale of 1 to 10, kind of like you would a woman or a chili pepper, a 1 ain't hot, but a 10 will stop your ticker. It'd be based on courage and attitude, and not the band on the hat or the bling on the boot, and less about the out and more about the within on this cowboy scale of 1 to 10.
This next part's so true.
Now take the pretty boy over at the bar, for example. His resistol's huge and his BS is ample, but I got a feeling he's never stepped in none, and on a cowboy scale, that puts him down around a 1. Now the guy in the ball cap, the t-shirt and dirty old jeans, got a dozen gold buckles that you'll probably never see, because he really don't give a damn what you think he is on your cowboy scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Some ride bulls and some ride fences, some ride off into that sunset. Some drive cattle and some drive Chevys. They all drive you ladies crazy. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, gosh, I love that. This is the talking kind of style.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. I can't do a whole lot of it, but like when it is, they become my favorites. Like all the... What's the old
like the devil went down to Georgia,
Uneasy Rider, or all that kind of some of the Charlie Daniels stuff.
Well, and you know the rest of that track, you got Dale Brisby, which is a you know a Western comedian, and he's got his Netflix special going. You got Ned Ledoux and Cor Blund and Red Steagall, and so like, I tried to pick all the cowboy guys that's what they do is kind of talk anyway.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, the only melody is really in the chorus, and so I was like, I know. I asked Dale. I was like, you want to be on the song? He goes, you want me to sing? No.
No,
please don't sing. We want you to talk.
Yeah.
You're really good at talking.
Well, you know, that's the thing about that kind of, that style. You know, he's talking about with the talking, singing thing.
Marty Robbins, Chris Ledoux type thing.
Yes, I was going to, even more so, but and I had something in my brain a moment ago.
And lost it.
Yeah, and I lost it because of the Brisby thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was going to be the most profound thing you've ever heard.
Well, I was going to love it. it.
You were. You were going to.
Well, no, I think you were going to talk about Hank because Hank was so good at that. But the label was so scared to let him do it that he created an alternate persona and put out under a different name.
Yep. That
Luke,
was
Luke the Drifter.
Luke the Drifter.
Mm-hmm. So,
Luke the Drifter.
But they were like, we can't
pills.
Put these out with Hank Williams' name on them because people will play them on jukeboxes and go, what the hell? Yeah. So, he created a whole new person.
He didn't care, man.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't care.
All right.
That makes him a 10.
Human, the double album, Cody Johnson with us. We'll take a break, come back, talk more. Kojo on the way. Hang on. Cody Johnson, the album, Human, the double album, it's available now. This album is available, obviously, streaming, but you can buy the CD. Also, vinyl. You put this on vinyl.
When you see the artwork, it's very, like, it looks like an old school vinyl. That's kind of what we were basing the whole thing out. I wanted this to feel like 1977, 1982.
Can you burn me a copy onto a cassette, please?
I'll have to get it off of Napster for you.
Oh, golly, wow.
Dude, my mom was the biggest Napster pirate back in the day.
So was I.
And I would be like, Mom, don't talk about that. She's like, but I got to. All she wanted was her Cajun music.
Now that I get paid that way, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I would tell her. I'm like, Mom, she would be on.
What a hypocrite.
Yeah, I know it, man. That's the difference between 15-year-old me. 34-year-old me.
Yeah, well, because you know that's how you get paid.
Right.
But yeah, but like people would brag about it back in the day. I've got 85,000 songs. And you're going, no,
that's a felony.
That's probably illegal.
I remember the first time I got it, there was no instructions. Like you just kind of had to figure it out.
Yeah.
And we all had a bud who he was ahead of the curve and would come over and kind of show you. And so I got it. My first one I downloaded off Napster was I think Danger Zone, but it was in German. And I'm like, oh, what? I was so sick.
I'm not doing it right.
I need to consult my Napster dealer.
I was like, something's not right here.
Well, that actually became a thing, too, whenever iTunes was doing a lot of selling music. You had all the, you know, it would be like the fake Cody Johnson. It would be like Kobe Johnson.
Corby Johnson.
You think you're downloading the whole album Human or something, and you're getting all these weird songs or alternate versions by someone else who's like a sound alike.
Yeah.
You ever go online and like listen to people who cover your songs? And
I have, because I've just been kind of curious, like how many people would cut it. You'd be surprised how many people cut Dear Rodeo.
Oh, I bet.
There's a lot of them, and some are pretty good.
Is it, do you ever comment on any of them?
No, I'm like the most anti-social media. I look at it, and then I just turn my head away. It's like a car crash. You look, you're like, oh, okay. And you don't look anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really cool when you hear someone doing, I mean, that's meant a lot.
It's flattering.
I mean, they get to set up, cameras, lights. They got to put themselves out there, you know, for ridicule. And all that kind of stuff. And then to cut a song that someone that they listen to and respect and who has done it, obviously, probably better. Is this who's it?
They got a fiddle. That's impressive. Yeah.
They're just sitting in their living room.
Well, you sound different on this album, Cody.
Oh, come on. That's wrong on so many levels.
Hey, good luck with this album, man. Wow. That's a different look here.
I want to say something about
for those
album.
Of you that just now tuned in.
Yeah. I heard a rumor a while back that you had, I think maybe before the pandemic, that you had started reaching out to some of these songwriters that got forgotten. You know, some of these guys who wrote hits in the 90s or even the early 2000s. And then the music industry moved on and you get new writers in. But some of those guys must have incredible stuff sitting in a drawer.
Well, yeah, man. And that was kind of the start to the whole album Human, because we had this whole Scott Gunner was the guy that kind of coordinated this for me. We had this whole dinner gala and invited everybody and kind of explained to what we wanted. We wanted if someone in this town's called it too country or has called it outdated or whatever the terminology may be, whatever office you're in, we want to hear them. And so that's kind of what sparked Human, was we were going, okay, whatever doesn't work. You know, I got told that Dear Rodeo, our last single with Reba McEntire, was too rodeo. I'm quoting someone right now, too rodeo for radio.
I remember hearing you say that.
Because it reminds people of animal cruelty. And I don't know if y'all.
What?
I'm like,
not anybody listening to this.
I mean, Jesus.
Show right
now. I'm like, so I just kind of said on this record, I was like, okay, we're not going to go for anything. I just want 18 of the songs that I believe in, whether it's the cowboy scale of 1 to 10, it's kind of tongue in cheek and fun, or if it's the album title Human, which is very personal to me, or if it's a gospel song, or if it's a funky thing from the 60s, 70s type thing. We just wanted stuff that no one else would cut, because it's obvious. I mean, we've been doing these interviews for a long time. It's obvious I don't necessarily fit into the mold of this town a lot of times, and that's okay. So we just kind of embraced it.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. It needs it. You've got to have the, you know, the weirdos like you.
I'm in. I'll be the weirdo.
I still can't believe the so that's what the problem was with Deer Rodeo for some of those people? Like, yeah, dude, like
isn't that crazy?
They were. Do they not understand why rodeo even exists?
No. Yeah, if you saw my feed bill and my vet bill, and be like, oh, they're so mistreated.
This thing's eating better than you are.
I think it's the same, man. My horses and cows are in better shape than I am.
It's to the point where you're taking their own medicine.
Yeah. Well, you know, COVID-19 is cured by ivermectin. I'm just throwing that out there. Put a little shot in your coffee.
Well, a little dab will do you, man.
That's exactly right.
Cody Johnson, the album is called Human. The double album, make sure you absolutely get it. And get that, and then don't forget it. Like I said, it's on vinyl. So you can add it to your collection, pull it out every once in a while. And that kind of stuff I'm kind of weird about. Like, I kind of wanted to, like, Patrick has stuff that you don't play it. But you just want to keep it and have
it. It's nice to have on a shelf.
Well, it's literally available on every outlet, from Spotify to iTunes to every outlet. And, you know, you can get CDs off of our website. But then we thought, well, why not go vinyl? Mm-hmm. And it's like four records, which is cool. You know that record you have one where you open it up and you're like, holy crap, there's so much in here.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like Christmas. Mm-hmm. And with 18 songs, it's four vinyls. I'm like, that is
badass. They kind of fold out that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man.
It looks cool and it feels cool.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's substantial.
You own it. I'm
not
going to
say, but I bought it.
I own it is actually the one thing that people forget. There's something awesome about that. If all the stuff hits the fan and you lose power and the grid goes down, you can
drop the needle.
Yeah, you can still power that with a little bit of solar and you're good to go.
Yep.
Absolutely. Dude, it's good to see you again.
Man, y'all too. I appreciate all the support, guys.
You know, we love you. Cody Johnson, everyone.